Hello there and welcome to the show. I'm Mike.
And I'm Sam.
Today, Sam, it's day two of our look at Adidas and Puma, A War Between the Brothers.
Yeah,
I believe that's the title. And it's actually
dramatic.
Yeah, it is very dramatic. It's very emotional. You gotta feel sorry also for the family members. Now, maybe we should explain. I'm sure most of you remember that way back in the 1940s, 1950s, Adidas and Puma became companies, but the brothers who founded them had a long history, and at that point, when they started these two companies, they didn't like each other. In fact, you could say they hated each other. They were enemies. Now, why? We're not really sure. Maybe one brother insulted the other brother. Maybe one brother betrayed or sold out the other brother, but the point is, there was a lot of bad blood, a lot of bad feeling between these brothers, and eventually they started rival companies and they kind of fought in the business world. Mm-hmm. It's a really interesting story, and it made for a lot of great shoes. So I guess we win no matter what. We get Adidas or Puma. They're both cool. All right, anyways, let's read today's part of the article and we'll be back to talk about it.
Reading.
Adidas vs. Puma, A War Between Brothers. In 1948, the brothers closed their original company and went to war against each other. Adi started Adidas and Rudolph founded Puma. Neither brother would back down, so they both opened their headquarters in Herzogenaurach. This tore their hometown apart, like the Berlin Wall divided Germany. The fight between Adi and Rudolph carried over to their company's employees. Adidas and Puma workers wouldn't communicate or even drink at the same bars. Meanwhile, Adi and Rudolph frequently battled to sign famous athletes to represent their brands. Sadly, the brothers never settled their argument. Even in death, they requested to be buried at opposite ends of the cemetery. It wasn't until 2009 that peace was finally made. The new owners of Adidas and Puma arranged a friendly soccer match between Adidas and Puma employees. To avoid fights, they mixed up the players so neither Adidas nor Puma could claim victory. When the match ended, everyone shook hands and smiled. The ugly war between these two amazing companies had finally come to an end.
So, we already heard that they started their original company, Dassler Brothers Shoe Company, because they were both the Dassler Brothers before the war. But then during the war, some of the bad feelings started, and it was after the war that the split became official and permanent. This is when things were really cut off between the brothers. It says, in 1948, the brothers closed their original company, that was the Dassler Brothers, and went to war against each other.
Ooh.
Tanks and bombs and guns were not involved. It was a business war. It says Adi, one of the brothers, Adi started Adidas, 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 and Rudolph, the other brother, founded Puma. So there you go. They both planted a flag, but it was a different flag with a different company, and they were trying to beat each other. Neither brother would back down, so they both opened their headquarters in Herzogenaurach. So, there you go. Neither brother would back down. If you back down, someone kind of says, okay, let's fight. And you're like, hey man, I don't want to fight, all right? I just want to be peaceful. So it doesn't mean you're weak, it just means you're saying, no, this is not worth fighting about. So one brother could have said, all right, forget the shoe business. I'm going to go and open a toy company.
Yeah.
And we won't fight. And, you know, one brother will back down. But in this case, neither of them did. And in fact, they didn't even move to a different place. They both stayed in the same town, Herzogenaurach, which is not a big German town. But they're like, no, I'm staying. I was here first, but I'm here now. They're not backing down. And they tore their hometown apart, like the Berlin Wall divided Germany. Wow. So even people in the town, if you work for this company or work for that company, you might not talk to your neighbors because they're the enemy. This is serious.
Okay, 所以呢，我们看到这对兄弟呢，他们怎么样？他们呢，在这个那个时间点啊，这个世界大战结束之后呢，他们就把他们原本的公司结束掉 ，close，OK，、okay, 关掉这个公司。那他们成立各自成立了新的公司，我们是用 found 这个动词成立了、创立了新的公司。那他们呢，两个人呢还不分开，还要在同样在他们的故乡呢开启了这个公司的总部。OK， 公司的总部呢，我们就使用这个单词 headquarters，OK，、okay, 它是一个名词，它呢可以指我们这个公司或是企业总部。如果是军人啊、警察啊，那通常指的是司令部的意思。那有总部呢，就表示你在外面有很多的分部啦，所以呢。我们总部要表示的呢是汇集了很多部门在一起，所以呢我们通常都是使用复数形态，我们一定是 headquarters， OK， 后面要加上 s。 那后面接的动词呢，单数或是复数都可以哦。课文呢就说他们两个品牌呢都在这个地方成立了总部， OK， 是因为呢他们不想让步。让步的英文呢我们就可以说 back down， OK， 我们可以在下面加上后面呢加上 from 或者是 on， OK， 讲说这个你让步或是放弃的事情。比方说我们可以说 the government back down from its plans due to the protestheld by local residents. OK， 因为呢当地居民的抗议，所以呢政府放弃了这个计划。那后面呢我们看到说他们两个人都把总部开在这边，所以呢让这个他们的 hometown， 这个他们的故乡呢分成了两半哦。所以呢 tear something apart， OK， 把这个东西撕裂了，就是把这个东西给分裂，说这个我们的这个地方已经分裂了，就好像课文说这个好像柏林围墙哦，把这个德国分成东德西德一样。那 Berlin Wall 指的就是我们的这个柏林围墙。那这边使用的动词呢 ，divide 呢，一样是分开的意思。
And we also have this word headquarters. Headquarters is a noun. Often it's shortened to HQ, capital H, capital Q. A headquarters is very similar to a head office. Mm-hmm. If we're talking about a business or if we're talking about in the army,The headquarters would be where the captains and the generals are, and they have all the maps and all the radios, and they get all the information. It's kind of like the brain of the organization. But if we're talking about a business, headquarters, of course, is where the president and the CEO and all those people will work, but it's also that building that they work in as well. So the boss is at headquarters, and headquarters is a big building in downtown Taipei.Or something like that. Notice it's always an S, okay? We talk about the headquarters, never a headquarter. That would be a very strange way to use that word. But in business, it's basically the office and the building where the top bosses are located. For example, Microsoft's headquarters are in the U.S. state of Washington. Very famously, yeah. All right, back to the article. It says the fightbetween Adi and Rudolf carried over to their company's employees. Remember, we found that when they set up their headquarters in this small town, it tore the town apart. Not physically. No one's coming in and ripping the streets apart like Godzilla. But it basically meant even the people who worked for the companies felt sort of a little bit of an anger or a dislike to the people from the other company.It got serious. Adidas and Puma workers wouldn't communicate or even drink at the same bars.
Ooh.
Imagine some people who really like China or really like Taiwan independence or, you know, in sports rivalries, right? You might have the guys who like this team and the guys who like that team and they just...don't like each other for many other reasons, and they won't even, you know, watch the game in the same place together because they're cheering for different teams. This is serious stuff. They won't communicate. They won't talk to each other because you work for Puma, I work for Adidas. You're dead to me. They won't even drink at the same bars. So if you wore Puma shoes into the Adidas bar, look out, there could be trouble. Meanwhile, what about the brothers? Meanwhile, or at the same time,Adi and Rudolf frequently battled to sign famous athletes to represent their brand. So, of course, they didn't fight physically, but they did fight in the business world. And one place for shoe companies to fight is to sign or have a contract with the most famous athlete. So, you know, 1-2 would say to Michael Jordan back in the day, we'll give you $5 million to wear our shoes. And then the other one says, we'll give you 10. And then the first one says, we'll give you 15. So it's good for the athletes.
Yes, yes.
But
yes.
It showed just how serious this competition between the companies was.
好，所以在这段课我们看到一些词，首先看到 carry over 这个片语呢，就表示延续下去。我们比方说可以讲说 this tradition has been carried over for centuries. OK， 这个传统呢已经传承了很久。但在课文这边呢，我们是指这个从兄弟俩呢，他们两个人的这个恩怨呢，延伸到了这两家公司的员工身上，所以呢，他们不再有交流，甚至没有办法去同一个 bar 喝酒，并且同时呢，这两对兄，这个兄弟呢，也很常来抢这个有名的运动员来签约。OK， 所以呢，我们看到很常怎么样，我们就可以使用 frequently 这个副词。frequently 呢，中文就翻译为经常的、时常的。那你也可以用，比方说 usually、often 这些频率副词，或是呢，我们可以说。regularly 定期的经常的这些字都可以用来代替哦。那形容它的形容词呢 frequent 呢它意思也是经常的。比方说我们可以讲说啊、oh, ,this copy machine is expensive, 这个影印机很贵哦 ,so we have to make sure that we will make frequent use of it, OK, 确定我们会经常使用它才可以买哦。
And yes, as Sam just explained, we have this adverb frequently, which is very similar to often. Something you do a lot of the time. Not all the time, but a lot of the time. Let's say 80% of the time. For example, Melanie likes to work out, so she goes to the gym frequently, maybe 5 or 6 days a week. Not 7 days a week, but quite a lot. She goes there frequently.So this argument that started during World War II or just after, it continued on for many years. Now, if this was a Hollywood movie, at the end of their lives, when they were old men, they might realize, I love you, Rudolph! And they'll have some big coming together, but yeah, that's not what happened in real life. It says, sadly, the brothers never settled their argument.
Never.
Even as old men, even as dead men, they still hated each other. And that's actually what happened. It says, even in death, or even after they died, they requested to be buried at opposite ends of the cemetery. This is the place where they put dead bodies and put that little stone with your name on it. Well, Rudolph was like, I want to be at the east end. And Addie's like, you're at the east end? I'm at the west end. Yeah. So we're going to be as far away as possible.Even after we're dead. Yeah. Now, I hate to say it, but this is getting a little ridiculous. This is a little almost childish here, the way they hate each other. But hey, it's their choice. That's their relationship. But it's kind of sad. So no big happy Hollywood ending for these two guys.
OK, 所以呢这对兄弟他们至死呢都没有和好没有在一起哦。所以呢我们看到这个动词了 ,settle 这个动词呢就表示解决。OK, 在这边呢它是结束了争执。那它也可以表示说这个东西安置好了或是你的心情平静下来了或是比方说一个人呢他到了什么地方有什么工作安顿好了我们都可以使用这个动词 settle。
All right. Cemetery, as I mentioned, is a place where dead people are laid after they die. Sometimes it's near a church or a temple. Here in Taiwan, often it's kind of up on a mountainside, right?
Yes.
And you go up there and you clean it in April of every year. To settle something, to settle this verb, basically means to resolve something, to come to an ending, to find a solution, to find an answer. We often use this when we're finding a solution to a fight or an argument.You might want to settle an argument between your two friends because nobody likes it when their friends are fighting, right? So what did he do to you? And why are you angry? And then you get them to talk and maybe say sorry and find a way to fix it. So now you have settled the argument. You have settled this dispute. For example, the leaders from the two countries had a meeting to try to resolve or settle their differences.
Mm-hmm.
And also we had the word request. To request is to ask for something in kind of a formal way, all right? Mm-hmm. So you're asking something, but being polite about it, and maybe it's a little bit of an extra special thing that you're asking for. But basically, if you're asking for something, you are requesting something, and that thing that you are requesting is a request. So it can be both a verb and a noun. For example, while on the airplane, Louise requested...An extra pillow. Excuse me, flight attendant, could you get me an extra pillow, please? You know, so it's a little special thing. I'm being polite, but I'm asking.
OK， 所以呢，我们看到 request 这个动词呢，就表示请求或是要求。我们呢可以 request 一个人 to do something， 要求他做什么事情，请求他做什么事情。那这个字呢，刚刚 Mike 有提到，它可以当成名词来使用，意思呢一样就是要求、请求。比方说呢，要求你到北极帮我采香蕉 ，It is a ridiculous request 哦，这是一个很荒谬的要求。OK， 所以 request 可以这样子使用。
So, remember, they were buried or they requested to be buried at opposite ends of the cemetery. As I said, if one brother was at the east end, on the east side, the other one was the west side. Because on a map, if you look at a compass, also east and west are opposites, right? North and south are opposite. It means it's exactly facing the other one. It's 180 degrees all the way across. Left and right are opposites. But we can talk about other things that aren't sort of placed or in the world. A lot of people would say black and white are opposite. Hot and cold are opposite.
Yes.
Cheap and expensive are opposite. So we're talking about similar things, but a really big difference. The biggest difference possible. For example, the chess player sat on opposite sides of the table, right? Mm-hmm. When you're playing a game like cards, you sit on opposite sides. Not always next to each other, but opposite or facing each other.
OK, 所以呢 opposite 这个形容词就形容相反的。你可以呢像是课文形容方位，或者是说呢也可以用来形容像说意见相左，或者是说像刚刚 Mike 有讲到说这个我们的这个形容词，比方说热的跟冷的啊，然后这个便宜的跟贵的等等，这些都是相反。那我们在讲意见相左的时候呢，我们就可以使用 opposite 来形容哦。They have opposite opinions on this issue. 在这个议题上面呢，他们两个人是有相反的意见。
All right, so the brothers died many years after World War II, I think like in the 1990s or something like that. And even then, the companies didn't like each other. So has this argument been settled? Are they now friends? Well, yes, but actually not that long ago. It says it wasn't until 2009, like 10 years ago, that peace was finally made.
Ooh.
This fight went on for more than 50 years. Yeah. How did they finally settle it? How was peace finally made? The new owners of Adidas and Puma, not brothers, not related, didn't hate each other, just some business people. The new owners of Adidas and Puma arranged a friendly soccer match between Adidas and Puma employees.
Soccer match.
That's nice. And 50 people were killed.
Yeah.
No one was killed at the soccer match. It was peaceful and happy. And I hope they had a barbecue afterwards.
Yes.
And they finally waved the white flag and said, okay, enough fighting. Let's just go and make some shoes.
OK, 那在我们课文这段呢就用了这个句型哦。我们说呢 ,it is not until, 加上了一个时间再加上 that, 后面再加上子句。这个句型呢就用来加强哦我们夹在句子中间的那一个时间点。意思呢就是说直到了这个时间点才怎么样怎么样 ,OK。那 that 后面的子句呢就是我们刚刚说的怎样怎样。比方说了 ,it was not until I had talked to you that I knew what happened. OK, 直到我跟你说话了我才知道发生了什么事。我们要强调的是跟你说话了这件事情。直到这个时候我们才知道后面怎么样。那呢我们也可以把这个句子前后对调。我们可以说呢 ,I didn't know what had happened until I talked to you.
So, a soccer game organized between the two companies.
That's
a great idea. Very European.
Yeah.
A lot of companies do that, right? Play baseball or soccer.
Yes.
It's all very friendly and casual. They're probably not even keeping score. But in this case, remember, this rivalry, this competition between the companies went back for many years. So they thought, let's do something extra special so that it will be fully, totally, 100% peaceful. It said, to avoid fights, they mixed up the players. So neither Adidas nor Puma could claim victory. So if you had a team with 10 or 12 players, 5 from Puma and 5 from Adidas against 5 from Puma and 5 from Adidas. So it didn't matter who win, it really didn't count. They mixed up the teams. If you mix something up, basically you just kind of switch things around. If they're normally this way and then you move them around in some other way, you mix them up. You've changed them, you've altered them. It's like shaking a box and just, you know, mixing everything, having everything bounce around and end up in a different place. Victory is to win. Yeah, if there's a victory, that's basically a win. If your team plays a game against another team and your team scores 3 points, mm-hmm. and they score 2 points, then that is a victory or a win for your team. It's a noun, and we could say, for example, the team claimed a victory when they scored in the last seconds of the game. Oh, it was heartbreaking for the other team. But for the team that claimed that victory, it was a great day.
OK, 在这段课文当中呢，我们看到既不是谁也不是谁、哦、neither A nor B 的用法、哦、OK, 所以呢，我们可以造个例句，我们可以说呢 neither Carlo nor Judy saw what had happened. Carlo 跟 Judy 这两个人都没有看到，既不是 A 也不是 B, neither A nor B.
So, the two companies tried to have this friendly soccer game. They、mm-hmm. made it more friendly by mixing up the teams. So, Adidas people were playing on the same team with Puma people. And how did it go? Well, it says, when the match ended, everyone shook hands and smiled. No anger, no bad feelings, no fights in the parking lot afterwards. Nothing like that. Just a good, friendly game. The ugly war between these two amazing companies had finally come to an end.、
Hey.
Peace reigned in the land of shoes. If something comes to an end, basically it ends, all right? The movie comes to an end after 2 hours and after the bad guy's been killed or whatever, however the writer ends the movie, it comes to an end. A baseball game will come to an end at the bottom of the ninth inning as long as one team is winning, one team、mm-hmm. has more points. That's when it ends, or...It comes to an end. Well, that's nice.
That's nice.
I'm glad it came to an end, but I kind of wonder if the ghosts of Rudolph and Addy are looking、
no.
down going, ooh, how could you make friends with those guys? We're still so angry. I hope not. I hope wherever they are, up in running shoe heaven, they are happily having a nice glass of German beer or a sausage or playing soccer together because, you know,It's shoes. Let's not fight about it. All right, we have our chat question coming up. Please do stick around for that.
For You Chat.
So, famously, Rudolph and Addy Dassler of the Puma and Adidas shoe companies, they had a big fight that lasted for a long time.
Yeah.
And it affected their business and even the town.That they lived in. Most of us, when we fight with our brothers and sisters, it's not that serious, and it doesn't go on that long, but it happens. So, here's our question. Did you ever have a fight with your brother or a sister, and how did it end?
Yeah, I mean, of course.
Yeah.
When we were kids, of course, I、mm-hmm. fought with my sister.
Okay.
Yeah, over a sandwich.
Over a sandwich?
Yeah.
What was the problem with the sandwich?
We both wanted that sandwich.
Did you have a knife?
No, we didn't have a knife.
Ooh, so you couldn't cut the sandwich in half?
No, we can't.
You see how、yeah. wise I am? I would have said, cut that sandwich in half. And of course, if you try to rip the sandwich, well, someone's going to get a bigger piece.
Yes, of course.
Oh, and、yeah. that's where the fight starts. Okay, when was this?
It was when we were, like, I don't know, 3 years old.
Oh, I see. Okay, so are you talking to your sister now?
Yeah, I'm still talking to her.
Good. Okay, so、yes. the fight has been settled. The fight's been resolved.
Yay.
I'm glad it hasn't ripped your family apart. The war of the Sanminju. All right, there you go. What about you guys? Have you ever had a fight with a brother or sister? How did it end? We hope it did end. And we'll see you very soon. Bye-bye.
Adidas vs. Puma, a war between brothers. In 1948, the brothers closed their original company and went to war against each other. Addy started Adidas and Rudolph founded Puma. Neither brother would back down, so they both opened their headquarters in Herzogenaurach. This tore their hometown apart,like the Berlin Wall divided Germany. The fight between Addy and Rudolph carried over to their company's employees. Adidas and Puma workers wouldn't communicate or even drink at the same bars. Meanwhile, Addy and Rudolph frequently battled to sign famous athletes to represent their brands. Sadly, the brothers never settled their argument. Even in death, they requested to be buried at opposite ends of the cemetery. It wasn't until 2009 that peace was finally made. The new owners of Adidas and Puma arranged a friendly soccer match between Adidas and Puma employees. To avoid fights, they mixed up the players so neither Adidas nor Puma could claim victory. When the match ended, everyone shook hands and smiled. The ugly war between these two amazing companies had finally come to an end.
Vocabulary Review.
Headquarters. Our company's headquarters are in a large office building in Taipei. Frequently. Anna frequently goes to the market to buy food. She's there almost every day. Settle. I hope you two can settle your argument soon. There must be something you can agree on. Request. Jim requested a table near the restaurant's window so he could look outside. Opposite. The two brothers live on opposite sides of Taiwan. One is in Taipei and the other is in Kaohsiung. Victory. After many great soccer games, the World Cup victory in 2018 went to France.